A journey through aesthetic realms, music and poetry is the gentle voice of the soul, filled with love and devotion in all circumstances of upheavals and suffering. Poetry and music, as well as love and spirituality, are the melodies from a heart of compassion, resonating earnest benevolence within the universe, between upliftment and submergence, between immensity and confinement, between ignorance and enlightenment. Poetry and music are forever the genuine voice of an open heart, bringing humanity beyond a realm of ambiguity to elevate longing souls and cultivate the noble spiritual values of human beings. We now invite you to immerse in the stream of sounds in a journey through aesthetic realms, through the poems and music by Supreme Master Qinghai and esteemed artists.
To see, no one to know, our love for each other, though you care for all,
though you care for all,
no one can smile so sweet and long, you are the one, you are the only one,
and when I sung, you stayed still and hung above the mountain.
You listened and danced till my heart's content, endearing and lovely.
You are the beauty of the sea.
You share the pain and the joy with me.
Shine my path in the dark. You soothe my heart when I'm in pain.
On August 27, 2011, a magnificent musical titled The Real Love, inspired by the true story of Supreme Master Qinghai's extraordinary life, was world premiered in celebration of Supreme Master Television's 5th anniversary. Over 3,000 audience members, including honored guests, dignitaries, and award-winning celebrities, arrived in joyous anticipation at the Pasadena Civic Auditorium. The venue, one of the most esteemed in the United States, has played host to a wide range of events and performances, from Broadway musicals, the Primetime Emmy Awards, the People's Choice Awards, to world-class ballet, symphony orchestras, and celebrity speakers.
In the weeks prior to the exciting anniversary celebration of this constructive television channel, media interest and coverage had been remarkably extensive. Announcement reports and interviews were reaching the public via print, radio, internet, and television, along with movie theaters and mass outdoor media. These included USA Today, the Los Angeles Times, ABC Channel 7, NBC Channel 4, Cable News Network, CNN, American Movie Classics, AMC, Turner Network Television, TNT, Hollywood Bowl Magazine, K-Earth 101.1 FM radio station, Lomelee Theaters, LA Weekly, The Washington Post, and many more.
Hi there, it's PJ Oakland with the Arts Report. She still holds the record for being the youngest actress in history to win a Tony Award. Her latest stage production is the new musical, The Real Love, which premieres as a special event on Saturday, August 27th at the Pasadena Civic.
And Oscar-winning composer has given life now to a brand new musical.
These are rehearsal scenes from The Real Love. It features Tony Award-winning performers. Al Kasha helped write The Real Love.
Two-time Oscar-winning composer Al Kasha, along with fellow composers Oscar and five-time Emmy winner Bill Conti, Emmy nominee Doug Katsaros, Tony and Emmy winner Don Pippin, and Oscar and two-time Grammy winner David Shire,
set to music the heartfelt poetry of Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, she is so beautiful what she writes, and it inspires music.
That's a wonderful story for a musical, actually. It's like none other that I've ever seen, and that's what you want for a show, something that's surprising. I've written a lot of musicals, but normally you sit in a room with your collaborators, the book writer, the lyricist, and this, we all were working separately. The only common denominator was the script and the Supreme Master's wonderful work. And it was a wonderful experience to come and see a musical that it just was suddenly there. And it was quite amazing.
I keep working with the Supreme Master and her organization. And for some reason, there's always some miracle. On Broadway, it'll take a week or 2 weeks to add lights and sound and backdrops coming in. So we had 2 days. Halfway through the second day, hadn't even looked at the end of the first act or the second act. So we all gathered together and we said, I don't know how we're ever going to do this. But when we started playing with the orchestra, the cast kept going. They just kept doing the show. And in real time, in an hour and 12 minutes, the entire rest of the show got teched in real time. It's not only never happened before, but it is impossible for it to happen. I consider that a miracle.
Somehow God's grace made it work. You know, I was concerned, to be candid. I said, how are they going to do this 3 months? God did it.
Alongside the extraordinary composers and cast members of The Real Love musical were the ingenious contributions of the talented creative team and crew.
The material shapes the libretto, but it's also having how many poems to choose from. There must be 1,000. So this is terrific. There's a great diversity in her poems. They're contemplative, they're humorous, they're describing the world situation. Sometimes when I was reading Supreme Master's poems, they just came out with a musicality, but it was just going along like, this is a character singing. Supreme Master's poems just sing. It's much deeper than a lot of lyrics go.
The musical was brought together in a short amount of time, and rehearsals were understandably rigorous. Yet, thanks to everyone's excellence, faith, and dedication, there was magic in the air.
We're all excited. We've been working really hard to get the show together in a very short period of time.
Usually, it's a lot longer. You know, Broadway is months and months. But I have to tell you that the people that were involved, all of these incredible writers and lyricists and musicians, and they're all top-notch. We had the best possible people.
I don't think there's accidents in the world when it comes to meetings. Your personal universe or space or whatever is always calling out, and then the universe gives back. So I would just say that I feel very blessed, because I think that's the only reason I got here. And I hope I can do it justice, do her words and her life justice.
I felt something very unusual about being around the rehearsal of The Real Love, and that was a certain sort of serenity. Everybody seemed to feel, this'll be all right. And indeed it was. And I had no idea what the other composers were doing, but it all seemed to hold together. And it was like, that's the way it was supposed to be. And that's what I mean by that silent kind of calmness. You had somebody looking over you on this, more than just the composer.
A dazzling blend of Broadway and Hollywood after much devotion and effort. The theater production finally came to fruition.
Now approaching the red carpet, we have Golden Globe and Grammy nominee, songwriter and actor, Frank Stallone from Rocky.
I'm looking forward to hear Don and just all the other people. I'm a big fan of musicals and I always have been.
Two-time Oscar-nominated songwriter and singer, Carol Connor.
I know Shirley Jones, who's a very dear friend. A few of my partners that I have been writing with, Bill Conti, David Shire, Al Kasha, they're very much involved, and I'm a big fan.
Grammy winner, singer Florence LaRue from The Fifth Dimension.
Usually I'm on stage, so I'm absolutely thrilled to be sitting in the audience and hear this wonderful music.
The awe-inspiring story of Supreme Master Ching Hai's journey came to life in a splendid stage production, featuring a 21-piece orchestra and 37-member cast. The musical stars award-winning actress Joanna Ampel as Tan, Tony winners Katie Huffman and Daisy Egan as Elsa and Greta, respectively, Tony nominee Adam Pascal as Rolf, Tony nominee Robert Torti as Klaus, legendary Oscar-winning actress-singer Shirley Jones as Tan's mother-in-law, and screen veteran Dick Van Patten is Tan's father-in-law.
Hosted by Veg actors Grant Alexander, Kristen Bauer, Ed Begley Jr., Elaine Hedricks, and Haley Marie Norman.
Hello, everyone.
The spectacular show was broadcast live globally via Supreme Master Television. In addition, American icon Don McLean also performed some of his greatest hits.
The music died. We started singing bye, bye, Miss American Pie.
Especially joining via video conference as the guest of honor was Supreme Master Ching Hai, who conveyed her love and appreciation through her goodwill donations to 6 charitable organizations with humanitarian or environmental causes.
It's wonderful. It is the real love.
Opening the production was the mesmerizing musical number The Real Love, with music by Mr. Don Pippin. Based on Supreme Master Ching Hai's verses, penned in April 2011 in light of conflicts erupting around the world, it was a moving call for peace on Earth. The song was performed by guest stars Tony-winning singer Betty Buckley, Italian classical pop star Filippa Giordano, Oscar-winning actress-singer Shirley Jones, Tony winners Trent Kowalik and Kirill Kulish, Emmy-winning singer Faith Rivera, noted actor and singer Tom Schmidt, and soprano Lynn Wintersteller.
They said the world is small, but it ain't that small. There's plenty room for you and me and all. So why this bickering with our neighbors for a few meters more? Even a few kilometers, or say another mountain and river, don't you feel rather small?
I never changed a word of her writings. I really admire her sincerity of the way she writes. And she's not afraid to say something very important. She'll put it right there in paper and words. And I've seen enough now where she's addressing people and talking. And there is a magic about her presence. It's in her poems when she writes, too.
The Real Love gave a message of world peace and just to be happy and to love each other.
Because it was a true story, I thought it made it that much better.
It's not our words, it's rather louder our actions. What is going to be our love?
That song is like 12 songs to me because it says so much. It's overwhelming in the most beautiful sense of that word. There's just so much richness in the imagery that she chooses.
It's very nice because the lyrics that Supreme Master wrote are very special and so true. And it's such a strong energy day. It's a very peaceful and creative and fresh atmosphere.
Enjoy some cake and tea. Feel the gentle breeze.
Supreme Master Ching Hai is portrayed in The Real Love through a character named Tan.
The character Tan is a real character, and that is a huge responsibility for me because I know how revered she is. She's very funny and very calming as well. I heard her first in one of her lectures, and there's something very calming about her voice. She's very passionate. And just this overflowing love coming from her. And I want to learn from that.
What can I do with my heart? She wouldn't let me free. It hurts me so much daily with every misfortune I see. What can I do for the people? What can I do for the world?
What Can I Do With My Heart was the very first number that I wrote for the show because I knew I wanted it to be lyrical, that she was a very tender lady, the character, and it just began to flow.
What can I do with my heart?
Tan's character evolves in that she knows she wants to be a humanitarian, but something inside of her is saying there's something more. And that's what I had to find out. What is she going to find out? And how is she going to realize this dream and this want? And who is she going to meet along the way?
My sweet sister, do you ever dream about yellow apricot blossoms by the terrace in past springs? I now win the west, so far away, missing all very much in my heart.
Coconuts after school.
Yes, my mom gave me money. My treat.
My dear brother, do you ever dream about red firecrackers all over the city? The women dresses and rolling shoes and flowing dresses in the breeze.
Leisurely strolls on
heard the news.
I'm having a baby.
Congratulations! Your first child.
We're so happy.
Beside a bowl of spinach soup and lullaby's melody.
People cry when they hear the springtime song. It was sort of cute. Someone near me in the theater said to me, who wrote that? And I said, I did. But then I said, I did write. I said, God wrote it. This music comes from God, you know. It came magically together. It was meant to be. It was meant for Supreme Master Ching Hai to be heard by the rest of the world. This is a person who has touched so many thousands and millions of people around the world.
Because we are in love.
always offering her loyal support is Tan's best friend, Elsa.
I am a little bit in love with Elsa. She's a bit of the moral tail. You know, she's always trying to catch that wealthy man.
I believe only in love, love, love. Only in love, love,
love. But the sadness is that she has placed no self-worth on herself. It's all outside of herself. And she doesn't understand that what she has is so wonderful. Why else would Tan be her best friend? It's Master Ching Hai's poetry that I'm expressing and David Shire's music. It's that pain that Elsa feels. She's aware that what she's looking for is not fulfilling her, and she's doing it anyway. And that, you know, it's a universal experience, I think. And so it's a sad song, and I love just expressing that bit of humanity through it.
I live through days of deception, professing love that I don't feel. Sweet utterances from rosy lips, passionate words from an ice-cold heart. I indulge in many illusions, day and night, keeping up with the Joneses. This ephemeral body burning with passion.
When faced with the difficult decision to either go on leading her blissful life or forsake it in search of a long-lasting happiness to share with all of humankind, Tan is encouraged by another friend, Greta, and resolves to be true to her inner calling.
She's an incredible, incredible human being. I mean, what she's done, she truly gave up the love of her life for the love of other people and other animals. And I just think she's got to be a saint, really, you know, has to be.
Surreal love to me is just about being honest and true and genuine. It can be love for a friend or a partner or a higher power. Or now just the earth, the whatever it is. Just being genuine and honest.
Search high and low for a little love. Search high and low for a little love. To bestow on all beings in all corners of existence.
It's just amazing how strong her passion is
for searching for the enlightened living master, she had to leave her beloved, you know, and it's not like they were fighting. She was so in love with him, and, you know, it's like the other half of you, you're leaving, you know.
When you come home, there will only be grass and flowers greeting your footsteps.
Garden sheds are evening dew. House bows weighed down with loneliness, murmuring farewell.
Even if my heart was made of stone and my feelings all of brass, I would soften and melt as I feel the pain I love you.
In an interview with TV host Chen Yalin, Supreme Master Qinghai indicated that her decision to say goodbye to her attentive, kind, and loving husband in search of spiritual enlightenment was a difficult one.
那就是在看您的这个生命故事当中，我们也挺好奇，就是您也曾经在这之前留学过好多个国家，那为什么会突然想到要去喜马拉雅山修行呢？
也不是突然而已啦，就是想很久了，因为我从小的看人生也是蛮痛苦了，去寺庙然后去教堂啊，不过心里还没有办法解开那个看世界痛苦那种同情心啊，不过也不知道怎么办啊，然后有一个先生一直醉在旁边，要一定要结婚了，啊，他醉那么久又那么诚心，OK，好的，结下去了。 看电视啊，看四周围啊，到处都是很痛苦的，所以心里没有办法安顿下去。所以我也跟先生讲，他也知道了。还没有跟他结婚以前，我经常还要讲去出家啊，去找多找名师啊。不过他说：“哎呀，不用了嘛，你在家里有佛堂啊，他弄一个佛堂给我了，天天他有带花过来给我供养。” 听说了，那个时候刚好还碰到很多人，他说印度啊有某某名师啊，哪里有某某修行人啊，也许到那边找就比较好，那所以我才去的。
Tan journeys to the mystical land of India, a new world reverberating with colors, holy chanting, and bustling activity. The path to spiritual knowledge is not always without risks and trepidations. Even the most determined and pious among us can find themselves discouraged sometimes.
Your door is forever forbidden. Every time I approach, it shuts aloof and cold. The curtains are drawn. I know you are in the palace. Just can't open the door. I think one day I'll bring along a big hammer. I'm tired, heartbroken. Have no more patience. After all, I'm only a prayer.
There was a beautiful song that she sang, the character of Master Qinghai, about what do I do? My faith is shaking and I don't know what I'm supposed to do. It's lovely.
Tan!
Who's calling me?
I'm over here. It's Klaus!
Klaus?
Klaus Berghoff! This is the craziest miracle ever. Running into you in India? Hundreds of thousands of square miles, hundreds of millions of people. What are the odds?
Oh, shush!
What are the odds?
Thankfully, a chance encounter with a familiar face has the power to bring a smile. Klaus is an amusing friend from Germany who has always been enamored with Tan.
If it wasn't for sprouts in life, I would have gone to the moon. Sitting there miserable like a dog without bones.
it wasn't for Sprouts in life, I would have been so lonesome. Think of the sunflower without the shining sun. If it wasn't for Sprouts in life, oh, where would I have run? Maybe to a monastery, but there I would be so lonely, like a monk without a nun.
Meanwhile, Rolf is still committed to his work at the hospital in Germany. However, a vast loneliness fills his heart.
When you're there and I am here, I miss your eyes ever sparkling. Do you miss me, darling? Do you miss me, darling, longing for someone far away, living an empty life. I miss your soft and beautiful lips. Do you miss me, darling? Do you miss me, darling?
Although their love for each other is as tender as ever, it becomes clear to Rolf and Tan that their lives are going toward different directions. As Rolf returns to Germany after their bittersweet reunion in India, Tan bravely continues onward to the pure source of the holy Ganges. In the deepest reaches of the sacred Himalayas, Tan meets a 450-year-old master and is graced to learn an ancient meditation method to attain the key to eternal bliss and love.
Then she sat down and was about to enjoy her newfound bliss.
But suddenly she looked down and saw that his knees were still groveling in darkness.
For they were searching for happiness without, just like her before.
And soon the firmament was studded with glittering tears,
which are the stars today.
Love culminated to a resounding standing ovation. It was a profound experience, not only for the audience, but also for those involved in the production. In her heartfelt address following the musical, Supreme Master Qinghai highlighted the important role of artists in the world, as she expressed her deep appreciation to all who contributed to the success of The Real Love, and reminded us of the utmost necessity of love on earth.
I can never thank all of you enough for your incredible loving
dedication and support to art and love. This is the real love, your love. Love is the most precious thing in this physical realm. Every kind of love will emit some beautiful, positive energy to protect us and to protect loved ones and something around us. So if each one of us give more love into the surrounding, extend it like more, a little bit further than family, and enough of that love, that will make up for the 100% love power needed to dissolve the greatest threat to our survival. I already saved 99%, but the 1% is absolutely important. It's from you, your 1%. Please give more love, so that as long as I am still here, the sun will not flare. The universe's destructive force will stop. I trust you, the romantic, beautiful earth people, to understand this and make effort to save our world. We have nothing to lose, just replace that piece of animal's dead carcass instead with tasty, healthy plant-made protein of all types. Be vegan, make peace, that's all we have to do. And love, okay? Love as much as you want, just don't make war. Thank you so much. God bless us all.
Supreme Master Qinghai also sent gifts as tokens of her love and gratitude to those participating in the musical. In addition, she wrote 90 letters to convey her appreciation to those involved in the production.
How beautiful. Oh, wow.
That is
so gorgeous. Ooh. Oh. It's thank you.
Handcrafted.
That is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
My goodness. Thank you so much. I love this. Thank you, Supreme Master. Thank you.
Oh, I thought it was very uplifting and just very kind, and to be recognized by her, it was very moving. So we were all watching downstairs in our dressing rooms, and it touched us all.
I feel elated, and I hope we get to go on the road or get to do it again, because it was really, really such a positive experience. Actually, I was underneath the stage, so I just peeked out once to see her. She looked beautiful.
Not only did I love the way she said things, but I love the sound of her voice. She is so comforting. She has the thing I'm saying I sensed about the theater, this tranquility, this ease. But she was so gracious to every department of the show. I loved hearing her talk. Bless Supreme Master Qinghai for having that attitude toward artists. We need it. It helps us be better.
Many people came to the show who are not Buddhists, who are not Christians, who are Jewish people, came to the show and loved the show. So I was happy about that. The one thing about music that's so great with this poetry is that it goes beyond any parallel of any human being, meaning music can bring people together. And with her poetry, which is so honest, people around the world must see this show, really must see this show. I'd like it to go to Broadway. I think we should tour the show around the world.
My sweet sister, do you ever dream about...
I think I was really impressed with the part when she worked at the hospital in Germany and at the Red Cross. I was impressed by, you know, her spirit, her kindness.
This is the first time I've ever eaten vegan food. I am really pleasantly surprised.
Oh, I certainly think the highlight is us hearing an enlightened master speak and seeing her live on the video feed and observing someone who is an enlightened master who's in a full meditative state while speaking in the material world. Incredible. And I can tell you, this is the first time I've ever seen a living human being in a meditative state while speaking coherently. Fascinating. I think with someone like that, who's a true enlightened master, it's not what she says, it's her presence.
The song, The Real Love, the one where she talks about love, and, you know, it's about caring relationships, loving animals, loving people, loving the earth. It's about, you know, what love is about, really. And I think this is the one probably that touched me the most. But the songs based on her words are beautiful, and they're so beautifully sung.
And she just finished a 100-hour meditation. I mean, that's incredible. I was like, wow, I was so relieved when she continued on. Remember when she said, is my time up? If we hadn't heard the rest of what she said, I mean, that's where really the gold came. She was being gracious and very thankful for this beautiful musical, but then it was just wonderful to hear her talk. This was the most delicious vegetarian buffet dinner. I have to confess, I am not a vegetarian. This is a very thought-provoking event for me, you know? When she was speaking about us turning into hybrid creatures by putting animals into us, and that we're not really human when we do that, I'd never heard it expressed that way. And that really stuck with me. Then we continued.
It's a beautiful story to get to know, you know, how she became Supreme Master, because how does someone do that? And the musical answers that question.
The time we spent together, I will always treasure.
The message was very positive, very peaceful, and I think most of the product will need more a show like that to give the people hope and right thinking and right doing. I wish we see more of her fantastic poem in the future. I think she is wonderful artist, she is wonderful human, and I wish we have more of her in the world.
Supermaster Ching Hai is a remarkable lady. I mean, she's very holy, but not in any formal religious way. I was very impressed by that.
Is there a song that you liked in particular?
Real Love. But I liked a lot of her poetry as singing. Reminded me of Bob Dylan. I liked that. It was real. It was committed. It wasn't phony. And I felt the instincts of the actors and of her personal journey was true. Well, I thought Master Ching Hai's speech was wonderful and very illustrative of the musical, her passion for love.
Namaste. Just thank you for everything that you're doing, and it is a true honor to be here.
What a path that she has taken to where she is today. Quite amazing, quite amazing. There were a number of times when I teared in the show, which means it really affected me.
Her message of compassion for all and love is something that we really need to accept and embrace. We're really in a critical time in this world with the environmental degradation, the way that we're treating each other and animals, and we really need to choose kindness over cruelty. We need to choose sustainability over pollution, and the message of the Supreme Master Television is something that is going to really help save this planet.
The message I got was to kind of be thankful for what you have that makes you grow as a person to help others. The ideal would be if we didn't eat animals, what a lovely place it'd be. I mean, also for the planet, you know, we wouldn't be ruining our water systems, we wouldn't be ruining our soil, and it would be nice if the animals didn't have to suffer for our pleasure. When people say, oh, you know, but
we were, you know, born to eat meat. That's not true. We have a conscience and we have a choice, and we can make a world a better place.
I loved it. I loved it. It was very touching. I had tears coming down a few times just to see the poignancy of the love that she shared with not only the man who was her husband, but for the Vietnamese people and for the animals, for the whole human family. She's really emphasizing that the Supreme Master is what we all have dwelling within us.
I just respect her so much for the, her whole thoughts and the wonderful things she does for animals. I mean, she's giving of herself, and that's so nice to see. It's so generous, and I appreciate her very much.
And I have played some amazing parts, and this would have to be at the top.
And sisters and brothers in the fragrant rice field, and past adolescent love like a sad refrain.
It's a real story. I'm playing a real person here. And it's been such a wonderful journey for me, because for this particular part, I've turned vegan. So that in itself is a gift.
More beautiful than you.
I would just like to say thank you, Supreme Master, very, very much for all you have done for humanity and are still doing for humanity. And thank you very much for this beautiful, beautiful musical that came from your poetry and your love of humanity. We thank you, all of us. We thank you.
I like the one when she's on the river. That one was beautiful. Yeah, I really like that.
I love to sit on the riverbank, listening to the sound of water and the birds. The flowing water and hear the songs within. You make my life flowing like the river water. Then tomorrow we'll reach the seashore. I love to sit on the riverbank, remembering the tears in your eyes when you spoke of the suffering in this world. You make my
We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her unconditional compassion and message of peace that inspired the musical and the many who have been touched by its truth and beauty.
We join in appreciation of all brilliant composers, cast members and ensemble, creative team, orchestra members, and technical crew for your dedicated participation that made the fantastic musical The Real Love possible.
May such talents and ideals continue to uplift spirits and adorn the noble path toward harmony among all beings.
Cherished viewers, thank you for your gracious company on today's A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Music and Poetry. Up next is Vegetarian Elite, here on Supreme Master Television. May heaven's light fill your hearts with true love always.
But it ain't that small. There's plenty room for you and me and all. So why this bickering with our neighbors for a few meters more? Even a few kilometers, or say another mountain and river, don't you feel rather small?
We tell at the Buddha's gate or to St. Peter all the stuff we did on earth to bring pain and to suffer.
Oh dear man!
Let me tell you something, just go and hang yourself on the hammock.
Between a shadowing coconut's graceful tall trees.
Enjoy some cake and tea. Feel the gentle breeze.
Belief system
is what becomes a myth.
It's not the name of a religious order.
It's what we make of a name.
It's not how crowded a religion. It's how much into world peace their contribution.
Legends in the long history of humans.
God's beloved children. While our life is tainted with all evil, while our survival's at the cost of others' extinction.
What is the mark of the chosen?
Is it just the blessing on your hands? Be it from animals or men.
My dear brothers, I wanted to write you a long, loving letter with thousands of questioning words, but I am dumbfounded watching.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/mp.